యోగ వశిష్ట ట్రాన్స్లేటెడ్ బై స్వామి వెంకటేశానంద. వన్స్ ద రియలైజేషన్ దట్ ఐ ఆమ్ ద సెల్ఫ్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ హ్యాస్ అరిజన్, వన్ డస్ నాట్ అగైన్ ఫాల్ ఇన్ టు ఎర్రర్ ఆర్ సారో. ఇట్ ఈస్ దిస్ సెల్ఫ్ అలోన్ విచ్ ఈస్ వేరియస్లీ డిస్క్రైబ్డ్ యాజ్ ద వాయిడ్, నేచర్, మాయా, బ్రహ్మన్, కాన్షియస్నెస్, శివ, పురుష, ఎట్సెట్రా. దట్ అలోన్ ఈజ్ ఎవర్ రియల్, దట్ ఈస్ నాట్ ఎల్స్. రిజల్ట్ టు ద అండర్స్టాండింగ్ ఆఫ్ నాన్ డ్యువాలిటీ, ఫార్ ద ట్రూత్ ఈజ్ నాన్ డ్యూయల్. హవెవర్, యాక్షన్ ఇన్వాల్వ్స్ డ్యువాలిటీ అండ్ హెన్స్ ఫంక్షన్స్ ఇన్ అపారెంట్ డ్యువాలిటీ. దస్ లెట్ యువర్ నేచర్ పార్టేక్ ఆఫ్ డ్యువాలిటీ అండ్ నాన్ డ్యువాలిటీ. ద రియాలిటీ ఈజ్ నైదర్ డ్యువాలిటీ, ఫార్ ఇట్ ఈస్ ద మైండ్ దట్ క్రియేట్స్ డివిజన్, నార్ యూనిటీ, ఫార్ ద కాన్సెప్ట్ ఆఫ్ యూనిటీ అరైసెస్ ఫ్రమ్ ద యాంటిథీసిస్ ఆఫ్ డ్యువాలిటీ. When these concepts cease, the infinite consciousness alone is realized to be the sole reality. Vasishtha continued, the liberated sage who is disinterested in the events of the past, present and future looks at the state of the world with amusement, constantly engaged in appropriate action, established in a happy medium between two extreme and opposite points of view, he dwells unremittingly, rejecting every form or conditioning or intention. He rests in the supreme state of plenitude. Hence, he is not agitated or excited by the events of this world. In hostilities, he is a neutral position, endowed with compassion and consideration for all. He remains unaffected by the world appearance. If he is spoken to, he answers simply and suitably. If not spoken to, he is silent. He seeks nothing and he hates nothing. Thus, he is not afflicted by the world. He says what is good for all, and when questioned, he explains his views convincingly. He knows what is appropriate and what is inappropriate. He is aware of the point of view of other people. He is firmly established in the supreme state, remaining calm and cool. In his own heart, he looks at the state of the world amusedly. Such is the state of the sages who have reached liberation while yet living in this world. We are unable to expound the philosophy of the fools who have not controlled their own mind and who are immersed in the mire of sense pleasure. They are only interested in sexual pleasures and in the acquisition of material wealth. We are also unable to expound the path or rituals and routines which bestow all kinds of rewards in the shape of pain and pleasure. O Rama, live in the world with unlimited vision, having firmly rejected all limitation. Inwardly, be free from all desires and hopes, but outwardly, do what has to be done. Examine everything and seek only that which is not limited or finite, and live in this world constantly contemplating the infinite. Without entertaining any hope in your heart, yet living as if you are full of hopes, live in this world with your heart calm and cool, behaving outwardly like everyone else. Inwardly, give up all notions of I am the doer. Yet, engage yourself in all activities outwardly. Thus, live in this world, O Rama, completely free from the least trace of the ego sense. Sri Bhagavan has translated the above section of Yoga Vasishtha into Tamil, and it is incorporated as verses 26 and 27 of Ulladu Narpadu Anubandham. There is no bondage and therefore no liberation in truth. This world appearance is essentially unreal and is of the nature of a juggler's trick. The omnipresent, infinite self can never be bound. So, how is it to be liberated? All this confusion arises on account of the ignorance of the truth. When the truth is known, this confusion vanishes like the imaginary snake in the rope.